You're listening.
What do you read, my lord?
Words. Words.
Words.
Good morning. I'm Susan Hubert, and this is Bookworm on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, the show where I talk mainly about books that I have reviewed, I interview authors, and sometimes just talk about the books. But either way, this is a chance for you to find out more about what's available in the book world. Good morning and welcome to Bookworm. So today I have what I hope will be an interesting show about two books that I reviewed, one called The Phone Booth at the End of the World and the other one called, let's see, I'll just get the name here. The other one is called, The Enlightenment of the Greengage Tree. So then those are both talking about basically people's reaction to traumatic events, and I thought with what's going on in the Middle East, that would be a very appropriate thing to talk about today. But I'll start with some news and events. So according to CTV, Food Banks Canada has released a report calling for help from the government for low-income Canadians, as food bank use has broken records. The organization recorded more than 2 million visits in March 2024, which is almost double the number from March 2019 and 6% higher than last year's count. One-third of the visits were by children, and almost 20% of the clients were employed in some capacity. Almost 70% lived in market rent housing as well. And the report cites rapid inflation, housing costs, and insufficient supports as major factors in this situation. Then in international news, according to Al Jazeera, the death toll in the conflict between Israel and the surrounding countries has now surpassed 43,000 people, mostly in Gaza, in Israel's military operation in Gaza, with more than 1,000 people, mostly women and children, being killed in the last 24 days. About 100,000 residents are trapped in that area without food or medical supplies in northern Gaza, according to the Palestinian Civil Emergency Service. Meanwhile, Israeli troops have been denying aid trucks entry to the area, while emergency services have largely ceased because of Israel's assault on other parts of the region. So that's the news for today. Then in events, on Friday, November 1st, so 3 days from now, at 7 p.m. at Grant Park, McNally Robinson, in the atrium and streaming on YouTube, there is Darren Bernhardt book launch. And he will launch Prairie Oddities, Pumpkinhead, Peculiar Gravity, and More Lesser-Known Histories, and that's by Great Plains Press. This is featuring a conversation hosted by Gordon Goldsboro, followed by the book signing. The launch will be hosted live in the atrium of McNally Robinson Booksellers in Grant Park, and also available as a YouTube stream. So in Prairie Oddities, Darren Bernhardt recounts historical anecdotes from Middle Canada's past that were never given top billing, as it says on the website. And these are the ones that have faded away in time but left their marks behind. So there will be archival images, and Bernhardt's stories restore focus on the gunslinging fugitive who became a folk hero, the curious and chaotic battle for Kenora, the flower-bearing American spy, the ghost trail of the Bergen Cutoff, the lost bells of St. Boniface, and how bison were saved from extinction, and as well as Hudson Bay's missing gravity and the many firsts accomplished in the Northwest. And so it says the stories of what was and what could have been arouse imagination and kindle interest in a complicated and colorful past. So there should be a lot of interesting things. The Bergen Cutoff is actually basically a former railway embankment, which is in North Kildonan. So I've walked there many times. And so that should be very interesting to hear about. So that's on Friday, November 1st, November 1st at 7 p.m. at McNally Robinson Grant Park in the atrium, as well as streaming on YouTube. Then an ongoing program is Boo at the Zoo at the Assiniboine Park Zoo. So it says the zoo is transformed for a spooky, spectacular spree with eerie sights and a magical glee. So there are costumes and cheer with rides, games, treats, and performances. There will be displays as well, and it'll be nonstop thrills, according to the website. So that takes place every day from in the evening after the zoo closes. And it's been going on since October 4th, but the remaining days are today, tomorrow, and Friday, October 29th, 30th, and 31st. And so on Fridays and Saturdays, it's from 5 p.m. to 11 p.m., final entry at 8:30, and all other days, I guess, today, tomorrow, and Thursday, other days, from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m., and final entry is at 7:30. And something new with Boo at the Zoo, after dark, and that's for people 18 and over, Thursday, October 31st, from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m., final entry at 8:30 p.m. So those are a few events going on in Winnipeg in the next few days, and I hope you'll be able to take one or more of them in, and also to check out the news as well. So as I mentioned earlier, I'm going to be talking about two books today. One is called The Enlightenment of the Greengage Tree by Shukufa Azar. And that is, it's both a simple family story and a complex look at the nature of reality and imagination. It's a little bit of an odd book, but it takes place during the Iranian Revolution of the 1970s. And it talks about imagination as a means of escaping life's realities, and that's a recurring theme throughout the book. One very, very unusual feature of this book is that it's narrated by a ghost, actually. One of the daughters of the family was killed, and she narrates her brother's execution and the family's flight from Tehran to the village of Razan. And there, her parents hope that they will be safe from the requirements of the country's new regime after the Islamic Revolution. But they soon find that even in a village, the violence follows them. And so it's kind of, it isn't really a linear book in the way that a lot of North Americans are used to, or at least traditionally, but it moves around to different characters and has a little bit of a dreamlike, almost a mystical style of the story. And one by one, each character receives an enlightenment that helps them to transcend the violence and tragedy that they're experiencing. So, as I mentioned, it's about the history of Iran, I guess in the 1980s, but it's more a book about human nature rather than political or historical information. And there's an anachronism in there that I mentioned. At one point, the characters used their phones to film the murder of Bahar's sister, but that was in the days before cell phones were available to most people, or even known, probably. So the book is a little bit unusual, but it talks about many disturbing scenes and dark themes of loss and violence. But it also reveals some of the deeper issues of cultural and religious clashes, a society in chaos, and a family struggling to survive. And those are very important themes these days, especially with what's going on in the Middle East and even what's happening in Canada to some extent with all the crime and other problems like that. So if you buy that book, it's not something that you would expect to be not really a standard type of book, but it's very interesting, and it's the translation is also quite good. And so there are a few Farsi terms left in the text, which I guess most people wouldn't understand, but they help to give it the flavor of the original. And as I mentioned, it's not written in a linear way, but it has a lot of important themes, and if you can follow the more circular style or just kind of go with it and try to get what you can out of it, it can be worth reading. So that's the Enlightenment of the Green Gate Tree by Shokufa Azar. And before I get on to the next book, I'd like to give the weather as well, since I neglected that before. So currently it's 2 degrees, according to conditions at the Winnipeg Richardson International Airport, and it's mostly cloudy. And so the forecast for today is, for Tuesday, October 29th, 9 degrees and cloudy, and tonight 1 degree and mostly cloudy, mainly cloudy. Then for tomorrow, Wednesday, October 30th, 6 degrees and clearing, and then overnight, minus 7 degrees and clear. So that'll be a cold night. Then Thursday, October 31st, 4 degrees and cloudy, and then minus 7 and cloudy periods overnight. And when it mentions for tonight, it's mainly cloudy and winds becoming north 20 kilometers after midnight, low plus 1. And so for Wednesday, also clearing near noon after a mix of sun and cloud, then wind north at 20 kilometers per hour becoming light late in the afternoon, a high of 6, and clear overnight, clear and a low of minus 7. So it should be not a bad time for weather-wise. But maybe I'll play one or two promos and things like that, so you can consider things that you might want to listen to at some point. It doesn't seem to be working at the moment, so I'll just maybe talk a little bit more. So, but as you can tell from some of the books that I've been talking about in this show, I get quite a variety of different books. Next week I'm hoping to talk to someone who's written a book about his experiences as a Tamil in Sri Lanka, and their people, the Sri Lankans or the Tamil people in India and Sri Lanka, have been very much mistreated and imprisoned, and all kinds of terrible things happening to them. So, but he's managed to come to Canada and to survive and thrive even. And I think that's one of the things that people can learn from books, not necessarily that they'd have the same experiences, but that they have important things to teach us about what to do in difficult times. And after the pandemic, we all know about difficult times, but it's something to consider and something to work with. So now maybe I'll play a little bit of music as well. So this is Beethoven, and this will be part of the Concerto for Violin and Orchestra in D Major, Opus 61. that was the first part of the Concerto for Violin and Orchestra in D Major, Opus 61 by Beethoven, and this is from the album The Best of Beethoven. So the greatest hits of the 1600s or 1700s, I guess. Now I'd like to talk about another book that I reviewed, another somewhat strange book, but it was very interesting. And this is called The Phone Booth at the Edge of the World. And I'll read a little bit from the back of the book. So Yui loses her mother and daughter in the tsunami of 2011. And as one day at work, as the host of a call-in radio program, Yui hears about a man on Whale Mountain, one of the places worst hit by the tsunami, who has an old telephone booth in his garden with a disconnected phone inside. As news of the phone booth and its wind phone spreads, people start coming from miles around to speak to loved ones, finding comfort in sharing the details of their daily lives with those they have lost. So then the main character, Yui, goes on the pilgrimage to go to that place, but she can't bring herself to pick up the receiver. However, she meets Takeshi, a widower whose own daughter has stopped talking in the wake of her mother's death. So once again, this is about terrible events, and it's based on a true story, but there are a lot of interesting parts to this book. It's, as long as you don't expect it to be sort of a regular, well, not like a regular story, but it's very evocative and lots of different ideas that come through. And so it's a good way of considering the issues of grief and loss and some of the problems that people deal with all the time. So as I mentioned earlier, there are lots of terrible events going on in the Middle East right now. But even here in Winnipeg, we dealt with the pandemic, and now we seem to be dealing with increased violence, or at least more prominent violence. And so then we can decide how to respond. And a phone booth with a disconnected phone might not be the best way of, or it might not work here in Canada, but it would be, we can find ways of helping people express their grief or their disappointment or whatever they're feeling, and help them deal with the problems that they're facing in different ways. So I'm sure many of you volunteer at various places or work with people who are in need or who are dealing with issues that they can't handle themselves. So there are good ways of dealing with that. And so then if you're interested in this book, The Phone Booth at the Edge of the World, a novel, and it's by Laura M.I. Messina. The middle part there is I-M-A-I and then M-E-S-S-I-N-A. And this is published by, one moment, I'll get this here. So this is published by the Overlook Press in New York, and that was published in 2021. So I reviewed it back in 2021 when we were in the middle of the pandemic, but it was a way of kind of dealing with feelings and with ideas that might not have been terribly useful to me, but it was good to read about how different people have dealt with grief and with the problems in their life. So I guess one thing about books is that they can just be for entertainment, and that's valid. There is no reason why a book can't just be entertaining, but some of them have something profound to tell us and something useful for instruction to teach us about the world and about the people in it. So I've often thought that my degree in English literature actually was very useful, not in terms of getting a job necessarily, but in terms of learning about life and learning about people. So through that, I found out basically how to interpret people's words and how to read for more than the surface. Since if you just read the surface of this book, it might just seem very weird and strange, but if you look at what's behind it, then you realize that, yes, maybe it was a strange thing to do, putting up a disconnected phone in a phone booth high on a mountain, but it was a helpful thing for people to deal with their grief. And we often need to find ways of helping people deal with that, or with, even if it's grief over a lost job or something more minor like that, it can be very important to find ways of helping people deal with it without necessarily blaming them or making things difficult for them. So here, I guess, it gives the stories of various people, and including the widower that the main character met. So the widower's daughter has stopped talking in the wake of her mother's death, and so she isn't able to express anything then, even though she can talk technically. She's not too young for that, but she was so shocked by the experiences that she wasn't able to deal with it. And I think that's one way that we can really help people, to let them talk and maybe to direct the talk so that it isn't just empty talk, but something useful for really dealing with the issues and working through their own emotions. So here it was a phone booth, but other people can use different methods of doing that. So those were two rather strange but interesting books that I reviewed a while ago. And so, as I mentioned, next week I'll be talking with someone who experienced imprisonment and persecution because he was Tamil, so just because of his ethnicity. And I'll have other books to talk about in the future as well, so I hope you'll tune in next week. And coming up now is Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman. And then the rest of the day will be filled with interesting shows as well, so I hope you'll stay tuned. And thank you for listening. Have a great day.
Winnipeg's only new music concert series. Groundswell Radio is Winnipeg's only weekly new music radio broadcast.
Cool.
Standing lonely, long time, malocca, malormi, envie de pipi. Déjeuner, mon café, ta radio, trop c'est trop, fait pas beau, ouais, fait pas chaud, me laver, me raser, m'habiller, me peigner, mes cheveux, bien coiffé, ouais, les midis, mes parents, sont rentrés en criant. Faut manger après travailler. Ouais, les deux heures. Ah, 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 je suis chômeur. Ah, 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 je suis pointé. Ah, 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 pour chez moi. Ah, 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 dans mon cœur. Il y a plein de.
Support for CKW is provided by Organic Planet, Winnipeg's only worker-owned organic grocery and vegan deli, located at 877 Westminster Avenue, serving Wolseley and Winnipeg for over 30 years.
What do you read, my lord?
Words. Words.